Penguin Random House Audio presents Above Suspicion by Joe Sharkey. Read for you by Mark Cashman. 1. The baby threw up just as the 18-wheel coal truck with the word Jesus on its front plate barreled out of a blind switchback and bore down on them like a 40-ton avalanche of soot. It was a drizzly, cold afternoon in February 1987. Skidding on the slick mountain road, Mark Putnam managed to pull the 1980 Oldsmobile far enough off to the side, where he slowed to a crawl, the passenger door nearly scraping the granite wall that went 100 feet up. The coal truck rumbled by with its horn shrieking. "Oh, my God," Kathy Putnam said in a slow, low voice from the back seat, where 2-year-old Danielle lay across her lap, miserable with car sickness and fatigue. When they caught their breath, Kathy cleaned up with a diaper. Her gaze met her husband's dark eyes in the rearview mirror. "Listen, Kat, we don't have to do this," he said with a grimace, and added, only partly in jest, "Do you want to turn around and go back to Connecticut?" Kathy was nothing if not a good sport. 3 years before, when she and Mark had dashed off to get married in New York City, she had known very well what she was getting into. Mark was a young man with one overriding goal. He intended to be an FBI man. And together, they had accomplished that. Theirs was a marriage remarkable for its synergy. Her hard-nosed realism applied to his...